there seems to be a lesson here. Don't politicize things like Jeopardy. People don't care about Anderson Cooper. I'm sorry, but they don't. Stay where you are. I'll ask Heidi about this. That Anderson Cooper brought Jeopardy to its knees. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Today is a milestone for the National Day of Prayer. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has the story.
A message to the nation from Andrew Palau, co-host of the National Day of Prayer live broadcast in Washington, D.C. tonight.
The National Day of Prayer celebrates 70 years this year. How wonderful to live in a nation where by law on the first Thursday of May, the president proclaims a day of prayer.
In February of 1952, the Reverend Billy Graham stood on the Capitol steps and called for Congress and the president to establish a day of prayer. Through the decades, Americans have observed the National Day of Prayer in all 50 states and U.S. territories, praying for our nation. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The event runs from 8 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time on the Salem Radio Network. A GOP congressman is warning Republicans against party infighting he says could thwart their efforts to regain control of Congress in 2022.
Congressman Mike Gallagher of Wisconsin says the Republican message right now should focus on missteps by Speaker Pelosi and the House Democrats.
They have misinterpreted a very narrow election victory for a mandate.
Gallagher says the average American doesn't want, in his words, a radical progressive agenda rammed down their throats.
Any second that we are distracted from that or shooting at ourselves is really a missed opportunity.
Gallagher tells the Salem Radio Network party infighting distracts from what should be an easy argument for Republicans to make. Bob Agnew reporting.
All red flag cases filed by Indianapolis police will now come before a judge after an Indiana prosecutor was criticized for declining to pursue court hearings that could have prevented a man from accessing the guns used to shoot and kill 8 people at a FedEx facility in the city last month. Judge Amy Jones oversees the filings of red flag cases in Marion County. She ruled this week all red flag reports will now go straight to her courtroom rather than to the prosecutor's office. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hounds and hounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our cat Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have 2 cats, Sweetie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's 5:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The Clark County Commission approved a bid of $52.4 million to build a five-span, 724-foot-long bridge linking Laughlin, Nevada, and Bullhead City, Arizona. Nearly $21 million will come from the federal government, and the project does include a 3.5-mile, two-lane approach in Nevada, which should begin construction by the end of the year. Police are investigating a fatal hit-and-run accident last night near Nellis and Lake Mead. Investigators believe that a GMC truck turning right on Nellis hit an elderly woman who was crossing in the crosswalk. The truck is described as a newer dark gray GMC crew cab with a flatbed trailer carrying two ATVs. The driver faces felony charges. Detectives have already investigated more hit-and-runs this year than all of last year. Vegas Golden Knights goalie Marc-Andre Fleury continues to climb the charts in lifetime career wins. Fleury is now third all-time in career goalie wins with 490. In 2003, he became the third goaltender in NHL history to be picked number one overall. None have been picked overall number one since. He's been with the Golden Knights since their inaugural season, 2017.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
And we're getting some reduced speeds as you work your way through the downtown area. 515 eastbound at Main, 515 west at Pecos. You're averaging about 35 miles per hour through there. Also, slow flows 15 south at Washington. You're really bunched up. 215 westbound at Gillespie and 15 south at Charleston.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Check it out. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. It's our Thursday edition of Live and Local for May 6, 2021. Can't believe we're already into the month of May. We just how many of you survived Cinco de Mayo? Any of you survive it? Huh? No? Oh, my God. Yeah, sad but true. Tomorrow on the program, I'm very excited because Fridays are always special. We do the Friday song and we have some fun and we kind of chuckle a little bit. But one of the things we'll do tomorrow is we're going to talk about something that is scary. And it's called SB 420. And we talked about it early in the week. It is essential that you contact your member of the legislature, your assembly member, or your state senate, and you need to let them know in no uncertain terms that they need, whether they're Republican or Democrat, that we need to defeat Senate Bill 420. It is the one that would force insurance carriers to provide a public option, and they'll give you a 5% discount on it, which means somebody else will pay for it, and it's just flat out scary. But we'll talk about that in due time. SB 420, the public option, and it'll do a lot of it. It'll expand Medicaid roles and eligibility. It's really, really scary. Do we have her, by the way? Okay. Well, then tell you what, let's do. I want to go to Governor Mike Huckabee, who, gosh, I've interviewed him. I've introduced him at rallies. He's just a good, good dude. The former governor of Arkansas. And he was on with Maria Bartiromo exposing what was a $700 billion mistake, a gaffe. Money that you know, when you're talking trillions of dollars, maybe $700 billion isn't all that much. You know, when you're talking bills that are like $600 trillion or $6 trillion, that kind of thing, $700 billion probably isn't that big a mistake. But it was interesting. He was trying to pitch the American Families Plan, and Mike Huckabee and Maria Bartiromo from Fox Business exposed the Biden $700 billion mistake with the American Families Plan. Listen to this.
A new study shows that President Biden's one... $8 trillion American Families Plan is actually $2.5 trillion. It could cost $700 billion more than the Biden estimate, putting the total at $2.5 trillion. This is from the Penn Wharton budget model. It says that the administration did not take into account the cost of tax credits for low-income families, universal pre-K, and free community college. Joining me right now is former Arkansas Governor, Fox News contributor Mike Huckabee. Governor, it's always a pleasure to see you. Look, I know that there are some smart people in this administration. Did they not understand that free college is not free? Somebody has to pay for it. Pre-K is not free. Somebody has to pay for it. How is it possible that they could make a $700 billion mistake?
Well, it's obvious that the smart people called in sick the day that this decision was made, because you're exactly right. There's no such thing as the government giving away anything, because whatever the government has, it has to take from the people who earned it in the first place. Government is not a producer, it's a consumer. And the sooner people understand that basic fact of the economy, they're better off. And what they must begin to recognize is that when people say, oh, well, they're going to tax the big corporations, but Joe Biden's not going to tax me because I don't make $400,000 a year, they don't get it. It's real simple. When you raise the cost of doing business and you tax a corporation, Maria, corporations ultimately don't pay tax. They collect the tax for the government and they send it in. But in order to make up for what they had to collect, they simply raise their prices or they cut their expenses. Some of the expenses they cut will be the jobs of the people who are sitting there with a smug look on their face saying, well, he's not coming after me, old Joe Biden isn't. Yes, he is, because you ultimately will pay for it. It'll cost more to buy a loaf of bread, a gallon of gas. It'll cost more to buy a car, a house, or a board of lumber. And that's where the cost goes up. Let's remember something, Maria. Under President Trump, the tax cut helped the average American family. I'm not talking about rich people. I'm talking about people at the bottom by about $4,000 a year. This is going to be the reverse of that, and it makes no sense whatsoever.
I'm going to tell you, Mike Huckabee is absolutely right. And granted, $700 billion over a six trillion dollar bill, probably not that big a deal. Okay, maybe not. I want to get back to something we were talking about earlier, and that's the news we brought you about Anderson Cooper hosting Jeopardy. And it set a record for the lowest ratings of any guest host in the show's history. People don't understand. And gentleman Jim and I were talking about Greg Gutfeld. And how he's like beating everybody in his time slot. Everybody. And then it got me to thinking, there has to be a reason why Fox News Channel does so well. And because you are a consumer of the product, I want to find out what it is about Fox News Channel. And I know a lot of you got really ticked off when they called Arizona. And everybody got all, you know, hot and bothered, and we're going to do Newsmax and this and that. I want to find out what it is about Fox News that makes it the ratings leader in their time slots. And it's not even close in a lot of cases. I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. I want to find out because I think it's a variety of issues. I think, for one thing, it's that they have very attractive, interesting people as hosts. The other thing that I really believe is that a lot of it is ideology. We don't want to say it, but it is. It is ideology. It is one of those things where they believe the way I believe. And I say that just as a guy. I have to watch all the cable news channels. And I do. And every morning I'm taking a look at what happened the night before. I have to do it. It's my job. But for pleasure, I watch Fox News Channel. And the reason I do is twofold. One, they have interesting, attractive people. The other thing is that from a policy standpoint, they believe what I believe. And it reinforces. And they bring you news that you can't find anywhere else. I want to know why you watch Fox News Channel. In fact, I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out, because they're not number one by a little. They're number one by a lot. And in almost every hour, in prime time, they beat everybody else like a drum. The Greg Gutfeld thing, where they're even beating over-the-air TVs or cable non-news shows. They're beating them. And that shouldn't happen. But the fact is that it is happening. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get to your calls. If you're a first-time caller, let the gentleman Jim know. He'll whisper it in my ear. I'll blab it to everybody. We'll move you up in line. We'll give you a little extra love. We will do that and a whole lot more. So jump on right now, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And if you are a first-time caller, tell gentleman Jim that you are, and we'll make sure we take care of you extra good. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
The legendary broadcaster Bill O'Reilly has a new book out in his killing series called Killing the Mob. He'll join us live to discuss it.
Now, weekday mornings, 9 to noon, on AM 670 KMZQ.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us.
And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. According to a recent Gallup poll, people in their 20s think they'll retire early. By the time they're in their 50s, it's a whole different view. Joining me today is America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuda. So, Coach, it seems we all have that reality check when we reach that financial red zone, don't we?
Well, Steve, it sounds fun, doesn't it? Oh, I'm going to retire early.
Oh, yeah.
The problem is you get to retirement, you don't have enough money, or the money's not allocated correctly, or we have a market crash the day before you're going to retire. Keep in mind, I've always said on my radio show, we're talking about people that are up in the stock market and bragging to all their friends. I say you're not up until you're out. Same thing go for the Bitcoin and all the other stuff people are talking about these days, and now Bitcoin's going to the moon. But of course, if you haven't liquidated any of it, you haven't made any money. It's fun to look at the paper that says you have. It's more fun to look at the green paper that says you really have.
Right.
So liquidating. So making sure you do the right thing at the right time is very important and can get you to retire earlier if you do the right thing ahead of time. Now, one of the main things we do to help accentuate this and accelerate the retirement planning process is to make sure you have a retirement income plan. We call it a financial fill-up strategy, Steve. There's the sound we use on our radio show. That means every single month for the rest of your life when you decide to retire, a check arrives to your mailbox. You pass away, your spouse continues to get that check. You both pass away, whatever's left goes on to your family. There's no games or gimmicks in the new income planning world, and this will take the worry out of living in retirement, giving you upside potential, income flexibility, and guaranteed income for life. Steve, this will put you ahead of the curve in retirement planning. The next 10 people will do it for you at no cost or obligation. This is a $1,000 value. Also have a 3-book set and a box set on retirement. If you call right now.
What a great opportunity. Call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or you can just text Vegas, V-E-G-A-S, Vegas to 21000. Text Vegas to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000-mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Always good to have you with us. And like I said, if you're a first-time caller, let Gentleman Jim know. He whispers it in my ear, and then I do what I'm going to do next. Fred, you're a first-time caller, and I thank you for that. You're up, and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
I watch Fox News because great minds think alike. I share their views, but more importantly, because I think they tell the truth.
Now, right now, if you watch CNN... And we've got different cable news shows on here in the studio. They're talking. CNN's talking about the big lie, and that's not the way. That's not the way that Fox News is doing it. My question is: do you ever disagree with the Fox News hosts?
Yeah, I mean sometimes, but I think of the overall view though is that. think they can be believed. I mean, I haven't watched Fox or CNN since Custer was a cadet, but they're believable. I think they tell the truth, and I think they're one of the only last ones that really do.
You know,
honest.
Let me just ask you, though, who's your favorite Fox host?
Not there anymore. Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah.
Why did you not love Bill O'Reilly?
And by the way, he is going to be on with Heidi Harris tomorrow on her show from 9 till noon. I got to tell you, I'm the same way. And you know why? Because I never knew what position he would take. Hannity, Tucker Carlson, any of these guys, you know where they're going to be coming from. On Bill O'Reilly, I never knew.
Well, if Bill O'Reilly told me tomorrow is Christmas, I would go home tonight and hang up my socks.
Fred.
He told the truth.
Wow. Fred,
it hardly anybody does that.
I am so glad you called. First time caller, and you survived it. Isn't that good?
Real easy. Thank you.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. It's Fred. First-time caller. And God, I love first-time callers. They always bring a different, a rather unique perspective to the program, and we love them. You want to join us? Fred's departure means we've just freed up a line at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. If you just joined us, you just jumped in your car, you just left work. We're talking about the popularity of Fox News Channel. And we were talking, gentleman Jim and I were talking about how a great Gutfeld show, new show, 1 month old, is beating everybody in its time slot, including late night shows. Yeah. Yeah, like, Seth Meyers and all of that. Yeah, he's beating all of them, which is just unbelievable, especially 1 month in. You'd expect that there'd be a kind of a feeling out period, or that people would have to find his show. People are finding it anyway. But and that got me to thinking about what is it about Fox News Channel that is so incredibly attractive. And again, I'm pretty simple about it. I like the messenger, and I like the message. What is it for you, though? What is it for you that draws you to Fox News Channel? And in Fred's case, it's that they don't lie. Even though if you listen to or if you watch CNN, they're talking about the big lie that's being perpetuated by Fox News Channel, that Donald Trump had the election stolen. And by the way, even when I disagree with Fox News Channel, and I do from time to time, I do. No, I mean, I don't... I don't buy it, lockstep. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that they've done that I don't like. You know? Calling Arizona on election night. I mean, their election headquarters was just a shambles, I think. But, you know, so be it. I want you to hear from Jim Jordan. Because Jim Jordan, to me, is a hero. Jim Jordan, to me, is a guy that I could see as the next president of the United States. He is a congressman from Ohio, former wrestling coach, and was on with Pete Hegseth last night. I'm talking about Liz Cheney. More and more people are coming out and saying she's got to go. I mean, she simply has to go. This is cut three, and this was Jim Jordan earlier. In fact, it was last night on Fox News Channel with Pete Hegseth. Here you go.
Representative Jordan, you're in the middle of it. You're in the conference. Do you believe she needs to go? And if so, who should replace her?
Yes, she definitely needs to go, and the speaker's right. We are a pro-America populist party rooted in conservative principle with Donald Trump as our leader. That he has brought so many new people to this party, and that is a darn good thing. You can't have a Republican conference chair reciting Democrat talking points. You can't have a Republican conference chair taking a position that 90% of the party disagrees with, and you can't have a Republican party chair consistently speaking out against the individual who 74 million Americans voted for. So that is the problem. I was for making a change 3 months ago, and the speaker's also right. Look, if Liz stays in Congress, that's between her and the voters in her district and her great state of Wyoming. But you can't be the conference chair when you consistently speak out against the leader of our party and you consistently speak out against the positions that the vast, vast, vast majority of our party and our country, I think, holds.
Representative, just real quick follow-up. In the open, I mentioned why so long. You mentioned you were calling for it 3 months ago. Why does something like this